So we're holding in the middle of Siman Reish Chayin Aleph. We're in the middle of Sif Beis. The last thing we said, that women are also mechuyev in Kiddush, since they are in the mitzvah of Zachar, and therefore Zachar v'Shamar, and therefore they have to make Kiddush. And it's a chi of deraisa for them. Now, we were in the middle of the Sif on the page Memvav, for those looking inside. Umaitzias as anashim, the women can actually be mighty men. Since the women have the same chiyuv as men, that mean daraisa, they have to hear kiddush. So just like a man can be yaitz to the woman, a woman can be yaitz to the man. Men. Let's see Mishabur on this. Umaitzias anashim v'chein eskim ataz magen avram v'agra sharei chayim. They all agree that technically you can come home from shul and your wife can make kiddush for you. That it's not appropriate for a woman to be mitzi people that are not her own family. So according to this, your own family, you want to come home, you're not in the mood of drinking wine, your wife can technically make kiddush for you. However, the second is anybody else did the zilamil, so that it's inappropriate. Women should not be they might see other people that are not members of their own household, and therefore the minhag is generally not to do this. Even she's already yotze kiddush. Just like a man, as we'll see in Reishayin Gimel. The inyan kiddush anashim and nashim shavim. There's no difference when it comes to kiddush for a man and a woman. And the same thing. So with regards to all these halachas that apply to the kiddush, eating before kiddush and all that, you have to think about each situation separately. But the starting point is that men and women are on the same playing field with regards to this mitzvah. That the kishe'echad mitzi l'chaver yedei kiddush, when somebody's mitzi his friend kiddush, tzarech l'chaver l'hoitzi, you have to have in mind that I want to be mitzi you. We've had this halacha before, but it's important to repeat it. By Shemeya, the person listening to the kiddush, tzarech l'chaver lotzis, has to have a mind to be yotze. L'chein, me'anochen sheyaskim al habayis l'vnei beis sheyichaveni lotzis. The appropriate thing is that the father of the house is making kiddush. You should tell the people in his house, who maybe don't know the halacha as well, please make sure to listen to the kiddush and have in mind to be yotze kiddush from me. V'ayelikam asim reishayin gimel mishavruas sivkot lamed mashenichtav sham. K'moysam, so we said that they have a chiyuv in the mitzvah just like men. However, when does the chiyuv come on a man to start having kiddush midaraisa? As we know by everything else, by a man the chiyuv comes from when he is 13 years old. Will be isha with regards to a woman kishanasas bas yud beis when she becomes 12 years old. The azim mitzvahs we call mitzvahs. As we know, whatever mitzvah a woman has, she has it from 12 versus a man has it from 13. Let's see the Mechaber Sif Gimel. Im ein yodai maseges liknais yayin lekiddush ulahachin tzarech yisudu l'chvayd halayla. So the person, chas v'shalom, this is not unfortunately it does happen, but it's not as common of a scenario. Today you can buy wine extremely cheap. You don't have to buy expensive wine. But if chas v'shalom, somebody is in a position, he does not have enough money to buy yayin l'kiddush, and for the suda for at night, u'l'chvayda yayin u'l'kiddush yayin. So there's four things that I need to take care of when I come to Shabbos. I need kiddush at night, suda at night, kiddush in the morning, and suda in the morning. So these are the four things. I don't have enough money, chas v'shalom, to cover all these items. Mutav sheyikne yayin l'kiddush halayla, mima sheyachin tzarech suda. It's better for him to buy kiddush at night than to buy food for the suda. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, what does that mean, tzarchei suda? Is he not eating anything? Or he's just going to make kiddush? Obviously, it's not possible. You have to have kiddush makom suda, plus you have a suda. So we'll see in a moment what that means. Or for the day. Now let's see practically what this means, because obviously it doesn't mean literally what the Mechaber said, that I should only buy wine and not buy any challah for Friday night. Says the Mishavura, Mutav Shiyekna, the Kiddush who mitzvahs a say daraisa, Kiddush is a daraisa. Ulahachan tzarchei tzibah, who mitzvahs oinig, medivri kabbalah. It's a stronger than a regular drabbanon, but it's what we call mitzvahs kabbalah. It's handed down from in times of Moshe Rabbeinu that you have to have a mitzvah, you have a mitzvah of oinig Shabbos. So when you put them on the scale, Kiddush is a daraisa, straight out daraisa. The Suda Shabbos is sort of a quasi derabbanan deraisa somewhere in between, but it's not a deraisa. Udiksev karasul Shabbos einig. They based it on the pasuk karasul Shabbos einig. Ha'alfa gav da mitzvahs asay shel zocher nuchal lekayim b'schiras dvarim shel kedusha Shabbos bavad. Now hold on. Remember, we just learned yesterday that really, technically, I could be yotze kiddush just by saying the words. It's only the chachamim who said be yotze with kiddush. The Chachamim are the ones who told us make Kiddush al Yayin. Canal the Mishaverusiv Katan Tes Beis. Afilahachik even the Ikar Kiddush u Minatayra. Lamaisa the Mitzvah Kiddush. The Ikar Mitzvah is Minatayra. Gam Yayin Shalai Kaidem Lakos. So its wine is first. V'skima Achrayim. Now we have to clarify. What does that mean first? The Cholzeg Dafke Kishyesh Le Pas Letzarich Laylo Letzarich Hayon. Where the premise of this mechaber, so now it's going to start making more sense. The premise of this mechaber is that I already had bread. I had my challah for at night, and I had my challah for our day. Now, chas v'shalom, a person's out of money. What is his next step? Okay, now, so challah for my night and challah for my day, we'll see in a moment why, is always first. That's number one. I got that. Now the person has a few dollars left. So now, is it wine for Kiddush? Food beyond the challah, fish, chicken, meat, dips, whatever it is, Einik Shabbos, for by night, wine for by day, or Einik Shabbos for by day. So we started with the challah. We're talking about, in this sif, we're talking about post the challah. I'm after the challah, okay? The Hachayev Lechel Pas Balayla, the Gamla Machav Yom Shabbos, that's a basic premise. You have to eat a Suda by day, by night, and you have to eat a Suda by day. If a person has enough money for Kiddush by night, and he doesn't have money for Kiddush by day, and for the Oynik Shabbos by day, even though it would seem that the Oynik Shabbos is more important than the Kiddush by day, he says you can be yotze with bread, and therefore the wine comes first. Okay. Now, we said that it's better to buy yayin for your kiddush by night, better than the extras by the meal, and better than the wine by day. Heinu l'tzara kiddush hayayin. Vatam says Mishabur, the kiddush alayli kari hud medaraisa. The ikka kiddush at night is the daraisa. The kiddush hayayin hu rak derabanan. The kiddush by day is only derabanan. You can make kiddush on bread. Since making kiddush on bread is only a backup plan, you only do that when you don't have wine. The wine takes precedence to purchase that first. He has some food. That Mishabur is already going on further. Now, we just said that if I have a choice, Kiddush by night or food by day, I should go with the Kiddush by night. Again, after the challah. So now, the Mishabur is going to say, clarify something. This seems to be a contradiction to something we've said previously. Let's see them go back to Mechaba. We learned that the covet of the day comes before at night. That's everything after the wine. You only have enough money for one wine. So when do we say that the kvoid yom is after the day? I have challah. I have wine for my night. Now is a choice. Do I buy extras for by day or extras for by night? We said better to do the extras by day. But that's only after you got through the basic. The basic is I need the kiddush by night. Let's see, Mishabur. I have some food. I have some extra dips, right? I have bread. And I also have some dips. Leave those for by day. People aren't careful. They go ahead, they go all out for the Friday night meal, and they don't leave over the extra stuff, the good stuff, to cover the yom for the day meal. Hasif, as we said in the beginning of Sif. So the order over here now is bottom line, challah, wine by night, wine by day, and then tzarchei suda by day, and then tzarchei suda by night. Okay, let's see the mechaber sif dalet. Asa litan klum kardim shikad. You don't eat anything before you make kiddush. Afilu mayim, even water. Even if you started your meal by day, comes night, you got to stop. Shapiris mapu makadish. You go ahead, and it's the expression, the Gemara. Piris mapu, you put on a tablecloth, you cover everything up, and you make kiddush. So the only time that's really so negeah, sometimes we have it Purim on Erev Shabbos. We have this concept where there are some people who do the Piris mapu makadish. Rav gave a whole shiur on this last year, 2 years ago. I forgot which year was Purim was Erev Shabbos. It was last year. Purim was Erev Shabbos. I think it was last year. But in general, we don't do this. But if you're eating Friday and it comes night, even in the middle of the meal, you got to stop eating because you got to make kiddush. There's no eating once it becomes nighttime without kiddush. Let's pause here in the mechaber. Let's go to Mishabru. Also, lit time is there. Rak is the rabbanon. It's is the rabbanon. But Tom, what's the reason? When does the chiyuv that you have to make kiddush, the second Shabbos, comes in? Now you're not going to do it till you get to your meal, but the chiyuv comes as soon as Shabbos comes in. I feel like you belong Shabbos bad. Even if you weren't mekabel Shabbos openly, once it's nighttime, you have a chi of kiddush. The kevin shenasa safek hashechem and melech halal of Shabbos. Once it's bein hashmoshes, it's Shabbos. V'im kibul al of Shabbos. If you were mekabel Shabbos, I feel like dan yoyim gadol after plaga mincha. It's still daytime. Do you know the same halacha? V'im roitz al mekabel Shabbos on yoyim al kaddish lechlas ba'al avos achik kaf b'layla. What happens to a person who wants to be mekabel Shabbos early, make kiddush, eat, and then go daven ma'ariv? We're sure you're allowed to. Now, she you have to show kindness man America because they all seem race lemon hate see face has to be at least a half hour before. So if you go by plaga mincha, so it's at least a half hour before Ma'ariv, you're allowed to do it because you can start your meal and then you can go daven Ma'ariv later. However, if it's within a half hour, you're not allowed to start eating because you have a chiyuv of Ma'ariv. So we said kaidem chi kadish, you're not allowed to eat anything before you make kiddush. I feel ain't lo yalla kois echad if you only have 1 second. I just want to. Is this what we covered already? Yeah. Now, so the Mishabur is going to start. Okay, you're not allowed to eat anything before you make Kiddush. Now, that fill ain't loyal a kais echad. If a person only has one kais, you kaddish olav, you varach with some mazim b'loy kais. You should go ahead. Now we're talking about the case that you're in the middle of eating, right? And you only have one cup. I use the cup for Kiddush. I'm not going to have a kais for benching. Okay. If we went through this at length in Kuf Pei Beis, there were those sheet as a whole that need a kais. Certainly, when there's minyan, you need a kais, right? Still, you can't eat anymore. So you have to make kiddush. Because that's not tasting anything. We said if Shabbos comes in and you're in the middle of your meal, you have to stop. Even if you started your meal at a time that you were allowed to. Shani hacha kiddush before you eat any further, you would have to stop and you have to make kiddush. Shapoyer spread out a covering. To cover up the bread. Then you would uncover it. The middle of a meal, I cover up the bread. I make kiddush. Now I uncover the bread. Now this bread is my Suda Shabbos. Kiddush. Even if I was in the middle of the meal, we also have to cover the bread by kiddush. We'll get much more into this later on in the siman. So what's the kiddush? What the kiddush over here is not that you have to cover your bread by kiddush. We know you have to cover your bread by kiddush. I'm going to talk more about that in siftes. What he's telling us over here that I'm in the middle of my meal. I stop and I make kiddush. I cover up the bread and I go ahead and I make kiddush. Okay, we're going to stop over here, and in Yetzer Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.